support comes from Vermilionville's La Cuisine de Maman, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for dine-in, take-out, outdoor dining, and curbside delivery, taking all precautions to keep staff and visitors safe. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The former defense secretary of Mexico is now in U.S. custody for suspected drug trafficking. NPR's Carrie Khan reports that one senior Mexican official was arrested yesterday at Los Angeles International Airport.
Retired General Salvador Cienfuegos will be charged with 5 counts related to drug trafficking, according to a tweet by Mexico's foreign minister. The former general, who was Mexico's top military official in the previous administration of President Enrique Peña Nieto, will make a first court appearance this afternoon. The U.S. DEA declined NPR's request for comment. Mexico's current president says he was not surprised about Cienfuegos' arrest. He was told 2 weeks ago by his ambassador in Washington that there was talk of an investigation into Cienfuegos. The president says there are no corresponding investigations in Mexico. He also added he has full confidence in his current top military officials, who he says he thoroughly investigated and are incorruptible. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.
Two of Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette's security aides have tested positive for coronavirus. A spokesperson for the cabinet member saying Brouillette, who's been traveling to battleground states ahead of the presidential election, is cutting short his trip to the Midwest and returning to Washington, D.C. According to the spokeswoman, Brouillette has so far tested negative. He was in Tennessee yesterday for an event where Republican Senator Lamar Alexander, Representative Chuck Fleischman, and Governor Bill Lee were also present. With only about 2.5 weeks to go before Election Day, the presidential rivals are visiting some of the states where the race is tightest. NPR's Tamara Keith reports President Donald Trump heads south.
President Trump starts his day in Florida with an official event where he'll deliver remarks on, quote, protecting America's seniors. It's a key demographic group he did well with 4 years ago, but where his campaign admits he's seen a softening of support this year amidst the coronavirus pandemic. The event will be indoors. Trump then has 2 rallies scheduled in Ocala, Florida, and Macon, Georgia. Trump is spending a lot of time and money in places where he did well last time, indicating that conditions have changed and recreating his improbable path to victory from 2016 has gotten that much harder. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Former Vice President Biden spends this afternoon in and around Detroit, Michigan. Last night, the Democrat spent over an hour and a half taking voters' questions at an ABC News-sponsored town hall in Philadelphia, where the rush to get a coronavirus vaccine to market was raised. Biden said he'd get vaccinated under certain conditions.
If the scientists, if the body of scientists say that this is what is ready to be done, and it's been tested, it's gone through the 3 phases, yes, I would take it. I'd encourage people to take it.
President Trump held a competing NBC News-hosted town hall in Miami. The Dow is up 219 points. This is NPR News. A vaccine is unlikely to be available before the November 3rd election, as President Trump had hoped. The head of Pfizer announced that the drug maker may be able to say as soon as this month whether the vaccine it has been working on with the German firm BioNTech is effective. But Pfizer CEO said today the firm does not expect to file for U.S. authorization of the vaccine until late November, and that's provided the data are positive. Rival Moderna may also apply for emergency use authorization this year. Both firms are also applying for approval in Europe. Anti-government demonstrations have broken out in the capital of Thailand. As Michael Sullivan reports, security forces moved in using a water cannon and riot shields to break up the large crowd.
The protesters ignored the government's new ban on gatherings of more than 5 people for a second straight night. The police did not interfere during last night's demonstration that drew more than 10,000. Tonight, though, they acted quickly to disperse a much smaller crowd, many of whom chanted, get out at the police, the same chant they used to demand that General-turned-Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha step down. The demonstrators are also demanding a new constitution and reform of Thailand's powerful monarchy. Prayut today said he had no intention of leaving and warned the protesters to stop or else. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.
Looking at U.S. stocks, the Dow is up 220 points, 0.75%. The Dow is up 0.25%. S&P 500 approaching 0.5%. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Subaru, as part of its Subaru Loves Pets initiative, committed to helping shelter dogs find homes. National Make It Dogs Day is October 22nd at Subaru.com/Make It Dogs Day.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned at 3 p.m. for Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We're going to turn next to Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed, originally from Mississippi, recorded largely in Chicago, just loads and loads of tunes from the mid-1950s, having hits on into the mid-1960s. Here is Jimmy Reed with Shame, Shame, Shame. great Eddie Taylor, recorded live in Japan back in December of 1977. That was one of his signature tunes, Bad Boy. Eddie Taylor played guitar behind many of Jimmy Reed's hits. They were both from the same area of Mississippi, and both ended up in the Chicago area. Eddie Taylor, unfortunately under-recorded, but a really good blues practitioner. And, of course, we heard Jimmy Reed just before hearing Eddie Taylor. Jimmy Reed opened up this hour of the Blues Box today with a number called Shame, Shame, Shame. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy, one of the chief blues artists in Chicago now, originally from Letsworth, Louisiana. Here he is recorded in France back in October of 1979. A lot of blues players during the 70s, it was slim pickings for a lot of them here in the States as far as recordings and also performance venues. The 80s changed all that. Here's Buddy Guy doing a number first recorded in the mid-1930s by Casey Bill Weldon. Louis Jordan had a hit with it in 1941. Here's Buddy with his rendition of Move to the Outskirts of Town.
Town. You see, we won't need nobody, baby. Always hanging around, yeah. I got a little girl. You know what? She put me on that wonder, and I wonder what's wrong with me. Hey! Hey! I got a little girl. My little girl. You know she put me on a wonder and she misuses me. You know she's all right with me, I know. Because this little girl, she suits me to a T. She brings me everything I need. Yes. You know, I never want for nothing. I tell you, she brings me everything I need. She's my satisfaction in the morning. You know I love my baby. Oh, yes, indeed. Cut your tongue. Yes, baby. I'm gonna move, 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 move. Way, way out on the outskirts of town. Yes, I am. Oh, you see, we won't need nobody, baby, yeah.
Buddy Guy with some of his trademark fiery guitar. This from the album Stone Crazy Again, blues recorded in France back in October of 1979, moved to the outskirts of town. Blues next here on KRVS from Kirsten Thien. Thien's latest disc is called Two Sides. It's her fourth or fifth disc out. Interesting lady. She got into the blues and has been doing very well with it. She's going to do a number that is basically, it's a tribute to Buddy Guy, and it's an answer to one of his songs. The name of this piece is called After I Left Home, and it's an answer to Buddy Guy's number, When I Left Home. Kirsten Thien on guitar and vocals from her disc, Two Sides.
My dreams as a boy made me a man. Didn't want to be nobody's hero, just doing the best I can. Never saw time. Your town, your sons and your daughters gonna boogie down, be a boogie chilling child, oh, but they'll be digging my sound. Carry the fire long after our time, just like John Lee said.
Thank you.
Once again, Kirsten Thien from her disc Two Sides. Kirsten with a tribute to Buddy Guy, After I Left Home. She was on guitar, but the lead guitar work was done by Arthur Nielsen. Next year on KRVS, music from Teresa James. She's hails from Houston, Texas, from her disc Come On Home. Here's Teresa James here on KRVS with My Baby Knows What I Want.
Just thing to do about it.
From 2004, that was the band The Mannish Boys from the disc That Represent Man. That was their first of many discs to follow. They were doing Lonesome Bedroom Blues, an old Curtis Jones tune, one that Curtis Jones recorded in Chicago back in the late 1930s. Curtis was from Texas. We heard Teresa James just before hearing The Mannish Boys. She did a number called My Baby Knows What I Want. And we're going to turn next here on KRVS to Lucille Bogan. She recorded in the early to mid-1930s some of the bawdiest blues you could ever imagine, some of which you might not imagine until you had listened to some of her output. We're going to listen to her recording a relatively clean tune. She's doing this under the pseudonym of Bessie Jackson. She has with her Walter Roland on guitar and also Bob Campbell on guitar. Roland often played the piano behind her. Lucille Bogan here on KRVS. Some of her better known pieces were Sloppy Drunk Blues, Black Angel Blues. Those two were recorded by many, many other artists. Here she is, though, with Tired as I Can Be.
I waked all the winter and I waked all fall. I got to wait until spring to get my ashes hauled, and now I'm tired as I can be. And I'm going back home where these blues don't worry me. I'm a free-hearted woman. I let you spend my dough, and you never did win. You kept on asking for more, and now I'm tired. I ain't gonna do it no more. And when I leave you this time, you won't know where I go. I done got tired of your low-down, dirty ways. And your sisters say you've been dirty today, all your days. I never will forget when the times was good. I caught you standing out yonder in the piney woods, and now I'm tired. Hard as I can be. And I'm going back south to my used to be.
Watch my baby leave this town, feeling so disgusted. She was Tennessee bound. So long, baby, so long. so long. Now if I could holler like a mountain jack, I would go up on the mountain and call my baby back. How long?
Memphis Slim here on KRVS, Memphis Slim on piano and vocals with his rendition of How Long Blues, one that Leroy Carr first recorded back in 1932. Before hearing Memphis Slim, we heard Lucille Bogan. Lucille Bogan recorded back in 1934 doing a number called Tired As I Can Be. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to Leroy Carr and his guitar accompanist, Scrapper Blackwell. They were one of the most popular blues duets, started playing together around 1928 or so, and performed up and recorded up until Carr's death in 1935. We're going to go back to December of 1934, listen to them do a rollicking little piece, Leroy Carr on piano and vocals against Scrapper Blackwell on guitar with Barrel House Woman Number 2.
I wonder where my easy rider done gone. Well, I wonder where my easy rider done gone. She's an easy rider, easy way for me. The time here is better down the road. Well, it's a good time here, but it's better down the road. Well, I thought I heard my baby call my name. Yes, I thought I heard my baby call my name. She didn't call so loud, call so nice and plain. Feel tomorrow like I feel today. I feel tomorrow like I feel today. I can sit right here look a thousand miles away. All I'm gonna, daddy's gonna sit down on a stoop. All I'm gonna, daddy's gonna sit down on a stoop. So many days I hung my head and cried. Well, there's so many days I hung my head and cried. Didn't have no blues, just won't satisfy. Well, I had my pistol and you down in some wood. Well, I had my pistol, you down in some wood. I'd shoot you up so bad you couldn't do no man no good. Late last night I lay down across my bed. Well, late last night I lay down across my bed. Just a while for the I was talking out my head. Easy rider but me. Oh, everybody got an easy rider but me.
Navasota, Texas blues man Mance Lipscomb, recorded in August of 1960 by Chris Jackwitz of Orhuli Records. This was his second recording session. The first one, like this one, was a field recording session. Chris had gone to Navasota to record Mance. Later, he would record him in studios in Berkeley, California, and elsewhere. But really, really nice to see Mance Lipscomb's career started like that. Maybe if it hadn't been for Chris Jackwitz, nobody would have ever recorded him. We heard Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell just before hearing Mance Lipscomb. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell doing a number called Barrel House Woman Number 2. They recorded that back in December of 1934. And that was, a few months, maybe 5 months before Leroy Carr died. Carr died of basically of alcoholism at the age of 30 in 1935. We're going to turn next to the Reverend Gary Davis, originally from the Carolinas. He ended up in Harlem, where he made a living as a Harlem street singer for a while, and also gave guitar lessons to some very impressive people. We're going to listen to him back, recorded in New York back in June of 1957. Reverend Gary Davis here on KRVS with a piece called Pure Religion.
I say you must have the pure religion. You must have religion in your soul converted. John say you must have that pure religion. Must have religion in your soul converted. Must have that pure religion. Can't cross yet. John say you must have that. Must have religion in your soul converted. Must have that pure religion.
cross you. Where you going, old liar? Where you going, I say? Going to the river of Jordan. You can't cross that. John Sam has had that. Talk to me, dear. Let's had that. John Sam has had that. Talk to me, dear. Let's had that. Here come the joker. Oh, he one old drunker with a bottle in his pocket. Get that bottle out of your hand. Don't you can't cross there. John Sam has had that work. Must have that pure religion. Can't cross that. John Sam has had that. Must have a little so converted. Must have that. Can't cross that. Where you going, old gambler? Where you going, I say? Where you going? Throw them cards away. Don't you can't cross that. John Sam must have that. Oh, yeah. Must have that. John Sam must have that. Must have a religion in some good buddy. Must have that pure religion. Can't cross here. Where you going, old liar? Going to tell some lies. Where you going? Stop telling your lies. Don't you can't cross there. John Sam has had what? Must have that pure religion. John Sam must have that. Must have that pure religion. Can't cross that. Way one bank slider. Here you come slide. Where you going? Stop sliding, don't you can't cross there. John Sam must have that. Must have a religion. Must have that pure religion. Can't cross that. John Sam must have talk. Talk. Must have that. John Sam must have that. Must have a religion. Must have that pure religion. Here come this peace breaker. Wake one peace breaker. Stop your peace breaking now. Don't you can't cross there. John Sam must have that. Must have a religion. Must have that. You can shout, but you must have that. Must have that pure religion. Way one, oh hypocrite. Way one, always in a Christian way. Stop your hypocrite and don't you can't cross there. Tell the same must have that. What you talking about? Must have that.
Blind Reverend Gary Davis, recorded back in 1957. Davis, a big influence on guitar styles of people like Ry Cooter and also Jorma Kalkanen and Dave Van Ronk, also influenced Bob Dylan and a number of others. People would go and get guitar lessons from him. In fact, Roy Bookbinder became his chauffeur for a while just so he could learn how to play in Gary Davis style. And that wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. Stay tuned. Coming up shortly will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And Nick is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. This is KRVS. 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you. We'd like to thank those of you out there who are supporting members. And we will be having our or a fundraiser or a fall fundraiser, 10-day fundraiser coming up starting next Friday. So tune in and hopefully pitch in if you can help us out and help us keep these programs on the air. We'll be offering some of our previous fundraiser premiums, which you can check out on our website at krvs.org. And you can also pledge your support while you're there. Hit the donate button. We're going to turn to Gary Primich to take us on out of here with a little number called Red Top. Have a great weekend. See you next Friday. And again, Gary Primich coming up with a number called Red Top.
Jan Dick isn't for everyone, but he isn't trying to be. Time for Jan Dick. Late night Mondays, early morning Tuesdays, 1 a.m. here on KRVS 88.7 FM, krvs.org.
Fridays, 10 to midnight, it's The Fringe on KRVS, 2 hours of underground music, and so much more, only on listener-supported KRVS.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lacrosse. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lacrosse.